Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, we are a little bit into Advent now and we are talking about hope. And many of us have probably heard before that Jesus is the hope of the world. And you talked about how, well, you gave the description really, the definition of hope in the dictionary is like a state of mind, a positive outlook or outcome, and it motivates us towards that hope. But I think the best description is when you shared about in Jeremiah 29:11, because it's a verse that many of us probably have heard before. And it says this, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And it's actually a verse that I've said to myself or read many times when you probably are feeling a bit despondent about, oh, what does my future hold and
where am I going?
In life? Yes. Yeah. And just to remind myself, no, God has given us hope. He gives us hope, and it even says he has plans for our hope and a future. And then I loved you shared in Romans, this verse I always love, Romans chapter 15, verse 13, it says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." I love that word, abound, that it would be almost like it's overflowing in
us. Exuding out of you.
That's it. Yeah.
Overflowing.
And so it made me think, in this season and for the rest of our life as well, not just this season, how do we live with hope? What are some of the things that we can do?
Well, it said, remember the dictionary explanation was this attitude of mind actually makes you form into action towards the future, towards the goal.
Yep.
So this hope then affects your whole life.
Yeah.
It affects like your thoughts now today, but also into the future, into tomorrow and the next day and the next day.
Mm.
And what happens is then it makes you be active. You have makes decisions, change the way you think, the way you act, what you're going to, because a goal is, you know, if I'm going to run a marathon, then I need to train to be fit enough to run the marathon and finish it. So you actually then do things in your life to achieve that goal. Well, this hope does the same thing. But this hope is then not just I reach the goal and that's it. This hope is like something that activates you always, forever, especially with the hope that Jesus brings. The hope really is that we will have eternity with him forever.
Yeah.
That I will always be his son or daughter. And it's true. He says, you come to me and you're mine. If there's one lost, I'll chase that one down out of the other 100. The 99 I'll leave behind because they're okay for now. I'll chase down that one. He tells us how many stories and sayings and things, and not just sayings, but the truth coming from his own lips. The stories, parables he would bring up to explain, you're mine, I love you, you're important. You know, I'm giving you the hope. I am your hope.
I was thinking in terms of like a practical way that we can live with hope is to turn to him when we have those times of despair, because if he's our hope, then he should be our first port of call when we're feeling, you know, a bit like, well, what's life doing to me? And then the next thing I've written down is we need to let go of worldly things. Like we need to let go of maybe material goods, and rather than putting our hope in, oh, if I just can achieve that particular thing, if I could just purchase that, then I would be,
or
you know,
if
happy.
My career is, you know, I get to that level in my career. Now, that's not that God doesn't want those things.
Of course.
For us. He wants us, he gives us blessings and enjoyment. He's abounding in hope, remember, abounding in this love for us. but he doesn't want our hearts to be attached to them and yeah. only look at them because they will pass away.
Mm.
But his word, his truth, himself will never pass away.
Mm. You shared a great quote, and so I was wondering if you could share that again with us as well about hope in Jesus.
Bo Stern, S-T-E-R-N, wrote, "Jesus didn't come to cheer us up. He came into the shadowlands we call home to set us free. He came to untangle us from the despair that wraps itself around our joy and peace and purpose."
Mm.
It seems then that hopelessness is the very first qualification for receiving the bright hope of Christmas. Perhaps you are exactly where you need to be to experience the miracle of Advent after all.
Doesn't that quote itself just give you hope?
Yes.
Like to say that the first qualification to receiving hope
yes.
is that maybe we feel hopeless.
We're in a bad spot. Like, and not bad, but yeah, there are, and it doesn't mean every day I'm hopeless, but there are times, I'm sorry, think of your whole week. There are times when sometimes you've felt stuck or less hopeful or maybe very low.
Mm.
And it's God who brings us the hope.
Mm. And knowing that that doesn't disqualify you from receiving God. It actually qualifies you. It goes the other way.
You've ticked the box.
Yeah. And if you're feeling that way, well, hey, just get ready to receive because you're in the right position to do that.
In the right place.
Yeah. I mean, that just gives me joy and hope as it is, just hearing that. So for this week, the weekly challenge is to turn to him when you're feeling that despair. Maybe for others, you can give them some hope by blessing them this week, maybe when they're feeling like they're in despair. But we just pray that this Advent, it's continuing to grow. You are continuing to grow deeper in God as we make our way towards Christmas. So we hope that that chat has really blessed you, and we look forward to chatting with you again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.